朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
This morning, let's turn to the Word of God in Book of John.
我们今天早上，我们来打开圣经，到约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Well, everybody knows that chapter 3 of John talks about born again.
每一个人都知道，约翰福音第三章是讲到重生的事情。
And the character, main character in this story is Nicodemus and Jesus.
而这里面的主角呢，就是尼哥底母和耶稣两个人。
You know, when I read to this scripture, this part of the scripture,
当我读到这一段圣经的时候
I myself have the same kind of, attitude of thinking that I already know the scripture.
我也是每次我读到这一段圣经的时候呢，我就有一个感觉，我觉得这一段我已经很熟了嘛。
And you know, in expository preaching, when we go through the Bible systematically,
当我们这样子逐章逐节的这样讲解圣经的时候
，You try to find something new in every portion of the scripture.
每一次到达这个读到圣经的时候，你都希望能从中间找出一些新的东西来。
So that at least you may say that this would be attractive to some who have never heard it before.
至少你可以说，也许这样子的话，也许对你从来没听过的人呢，会有吸引力。
But I guess we need to realize that the word of God is infinite.
但是我们要也要了解神的话是无限的。
Though I believe many of you here are born again and know that you are born again.
我知道在各位中间，我们多半都是已经重生了的，我们也了解重生什么意思。
We need to read into the scripture again.
但是我们还是需要再读一次这一段圣经。
For the reason, for the benefit of asking you to pay attention to this.
为了要让各位能够更能够注意。
I'd like to ask how many of you have been born again and knowing that you're born again.
我想要来问一问哪一些人自己已经重生了，知道自己是重生的，请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
请你把手举起来。自己已经重生，而且清清楚楚知道我已经重生的。
Most of you do. Please, thank you.
谢谢。
Put down your hand. There are some who do not know.
的确还有一些人还不知道。
I'd like to think with you this morning what Jesus meant born to be born again.
我们来再一次想想看，神到底耶稣所说的重生是什么意思
？You know, this scripture, chapter 3, verse 3 is quite interesting.
这个第三章第三节是很有意思的一段。
Jesus answered Nicodemus, saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
若不重生的话，就不能看见神的国。
I'm a baseball fan. I confess to that.
我是一个很喜欢棒球的人，我必须要承认。
In fact, I'm a sports fan.
其实我什么样的运动我都很喜欢。
I like to watch ball game.
我也很喜欢看球赛。
But I also like to watch the crowd.
而且我更喜欢看那些。我也喜欢看那些看球的那些群众。
The TV camera sometimes scan through them.
有时候在电视上面呢，就是说照到那些观众。
And every time when people realize the TV camera is scanning at them, they raise their banner or something, whatever they have.
那些观众呢，只要看到那个电视的那个镜头向着他们来了，于是就跳起来，把他们的要带去的东西举起来，给他们的这标志啊、旗帜啊举起来。
Oftentimes I see a sign that said John 3:3, John 3:3.
可是很多次我就常常看到有人举起来的那个牌子上面写约翰三三。
Now you know what is John 3:3.
现在我们都知道约翰三章三。
Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
这里他那个第三章第三节就是说耶稣回答说我实实在在告诉你人若不重生就不能见神的国。
You know, some Chinese reporters are quite ignorant.
有些中国的记者呢有时候不太清楚这个情形。
And when they realized that President Carter, President Carter was a Christian and he was stressing on the importance of born again, he called himself a born again Christian.
当那个时候卡特总统在任的时候，当他说到他自己在那里很注重这个重生的经历，因为他自己是一个重生的基督徒。
those media saying that President Carter is a Christian of by the denomination called born again.
结果他中文报上有一段他写说是这个卡特总统是重生派的基督徒。
You know, actually, I don't know any Christian who's not born again and be called Christian.
我从来不知道哪一个基督徒是已经基督徒而不是真正重生的。
Years ago, maybe this was a problem.
也许很多年以前这是一个问题。
For I heard that many, many, many years ago in Shantung, before the Great Revival in China happened.
因为在很久以前在山东的大复兴之前
There was a Miss Munson.
有一个孟教士。
The message she preached on was born again.
孟教士他常常来在那里传的信息呢就是重生的信息。
That you must be born again unless you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你若是不重生的话不能见神的国。
So every time when she finished preaching, she walked out of the door and grabbed the hands of the people.
所以他每次讲完道之后呢就走到门口去然后就跟人握手。
And she looked at their eyes saying,Have you been born again?
然后他就眼睛看着对方的眼睛说你重生了没有
Some would answer, yes, I am born again.
有些人就回答说是了我已经重生了
Some wavered, couldn't answer.
有些人有点怀疑不敢回答
And some feel insulted.
有些人觉得很觉得是一个侮辱
And you know, nothing could escape her eyes.
可是没有哪一件事情呢能够 逃离她的眼睛的
When somebody was wavering saying, I think I'm born again.
有些人若是有点怀疑说我想我大概是重生了吧
She would look at him or her saying, are you sure?
她就会这样子紧紧的看着他们说你是真的确定吗
You know, it is quite humiliating when the preacher didn't believe what you said.
你知道吗如果说是这个传道人不相信你已经重生这个实在是一个好像很大的侮辱
But she spoke in such a dynamic,In such a power of the Holy Spirit.
但是他在圣灵里面是那样子有力量在那里问这句话。
Some of the people feel convicted.
有些人心里面就受到责备。
And some went home. There was a story that one of a very highly considered scholar.
但有一个很有名的学者。
A dignified person.
是一个相当有地位的人。
One who was even in a church serving for some time.
也许他也是在教会里面已经服侍很久。
Felt convicted when she said that.
当他孟教师这样对他说的时候他心里觉得扎心
He came home and really searched the word What does it mean by born again?
于是他就回家真的好好的再看看到底圣经上说重生是什么意思
And though he was answering Miss Munson in a way that tried to escape her inquisition
虽然他在回答这个孟教师的时候他好像反正就是回答了能够躲掉这个问题算了
But he could not escape what the Holy Spirit had been asking him.
但是他躲掉了孟教师，他躲不掉圣灵在他里面的那一个工作。
And he was praying before God.
于是他就在神面前祷告。
Until he was sure that he was born again.
一直等到他清清楚楚知道他是重生。
Dear brother and sister, I said in many, many years ago, that simple message has brought in revival in Shantung.
你知道，就是这样子的一个很简单的一个信息，在山东那里带进了大复兴。
I believe God used that message to convict people to realize that they have no part in the Lord until they were born again.
我相信神用那样的信息，就是说，若是你不重生，你在神国就里面就毫无份。
In fact, born again is a very very simple thing that we understand when we believe in Jesus.
而重生就是一个当我们信主的时候，一个很简单的一个事情。
Jesus has given Nicodemus a simple explanation.
耶稣在这里给尼哥底母一个很简单的一个比喻。
First, he said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣第一个先声明说，若是没有重生的话，就不能见神的国。
Then he used an illustration, saying, "The wind, as the wind blows, so does the Holy Spirit move in people's hearts."
然后他就用一个比喻，就说风怎么样吹，圣灵也在人心中怎么样的运行。
And then lastly, he said.The illustration in the Old Testament.
然后最后呢，他再拿旧约的一个例子来说明。
He was using the illustration that Moses did in the wilderness.
因为他就用摩西在旷野那里所做的一件事来作为解释。
In the wilderness, when people were complaining to Moses and God.
当在旷野的时候，那些人以色列人向摩西跟神抱怨的时候
，God sent a fiery serpent into their midst and bit them.
然后于是神就将火蛇差遣送进他们百姓中间然后那火蛇就咬了百姓
And they were these are poisonous snakes.
而这些火蛇是有毒的咬了被咬的人就中毒
And they died.
然后就死了
Moses plead to the Lord
摩西就向神祷告。
And the Lord indicated to him, gave him a revelation.
于是神在那里就给了他一个启示。
That you're going to make a brazen serpent.
而你在那里要做一个铜蛇。
And he who looks at the brazen serpent.
如果哪一个人能够眼睛望铜蛇的话。
One look and he'll be saved.
你只要看一眼你就会得救就不死。
See, there's nothing in that special power of that brazen serpent.
事实上呢那个铜蛇呢并没有什么了不起的一个什么力量。
It was only a symbol of how Jesus would die for us on the cross.
在那里只是一个还没有事情还没到的一个表号就是说耶稣怎么样要为我们而死在十字架上。
You see, we are sinners.
我们是罪人。
We are bitten by the power of darkness, the sinfulness.
我们是已经被这个有罪的这个黑暗中间的这个火蛇已经被它咬了。
We are going to die.
我们是一定会死的。
But Jesus took a form of man.
但是当耶稣来取了一个人的样式。
And died for us on the cross.
在十字架上为我们死。
Replacing our curses.
就把这一个咒诅取去。
So when we look at him and believe, we shall be saved.
所以若是我们眼睛仰望他，然后我们相信，我们就可以得救。
The process of being saved is hinged upon the action of faith.
所以这一个得救的这件事实呢，是建立在一个建立在我们的信心上面。
And one may ask, how could have these things happened?
有人也许会说，哪有这种事情啊？
Why is it I look at him and I believe him that my sins are forgiven?
哪有这么简单？我这么看看他，我相信他，我的罪就得到赦免呢
？But it is true.
但的确是如此。
Because this is the very essence of being born again.
因为这个就是重生的真意。
God has given you a new life through Christ Jesus.
因为神要愿意给你一个新的生命，借着耶稣基督。
Through the faith that you have in Jesus.
也借着你对耶稣的信心。
The wind blows hither and fro, hither and thither.
Yeah, 这个风随着它意思来来回回的吹。
You can never trace how the wind. You cannot know how the wind would blow this way and that way.
你也从来不知道这到底风往哪吹，吹到哪去。
It's complicated for anyone to really try to understand how the wind blows.
非常非常的，没有人能够真正了解到底风是怎么回事。
But we do know the wind blows in its own will sometimes.
但是我们实在知道风吹这一件事实，而且也知道风是随着它自己意思吹。
Holy Spirit has the same.Way of convicting people.
圣灵也有同样的这样子的，也是同样的，利用这样子的情形来责备人。
So that when we believe in Jesus,
所以当我们相信耶稣的时候
，we are born again.
我们就是重生了。
When we see our sins,
当我们看见自己的罪
，when we realize the inevitability that we're going to die,
我们也看到那些我们实在逃不掉，我们每个人都要有一死。
We come to the realization, I need to be saved.
所以然后我们就了解，我们实在是要需要得救。
And where am I to find the salvation?
那么什么地方我能够找到这个救恩呢
？Jesus.
只有靠着耶稣。
There's no other name that we can be saved other than Jesus.
因为天上地下没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Jesus only, He is the name that has conquered all.
只有耶稣，他的名能够胜过一切。
Including our sins and our death.
胜过一切，包括我们的罪，包括死。
Dear brother and sister, if we do believe that, you are born again.
若是我们真正实实在在相信的话呢，我们是重生了。
Now, but when we look at John chapter 3 and verse 3,
但是我们再回头看到约翰福音第三章第三节
born again is only one half of what Jesus was saying.
这里他的重生只是他整句话里面的一半。
What was Jesus saying?
耶稣到底说什么呢？
Jesus saying, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
除非一个人若不重生就不能见神的国。
Jesus said in one breath, between born again and kingdom of God.
神就耶稣在一口气里面的一句话中间就把重生跟神的国放在一起讲。
And I believe the kingdom of God is more important in Jesus' mind than born again.
我敢这么说，神的国这件事，在神的国在耶稣基督的这个心里面是比重生还更重要。
Because the kingdom of God is really His purpose.
因为神的国实际的确是他的服事的一个最终的目的。
Being born again is an initiation, is a beginning point.
而重生是一个开始的起点。
We need to be brought to that end.
我们需要能够被带入，直到进入那一个终极的目的。
But you know, I feel and I see in church when I serve.
我常常有这样感觉，我也在各教会里头看到这样的现象。
For 20 years or so that I've been serving in church,
差不多在过去的20年中间
The kingdom of God was not so much mentioned.
好像神的国并不是大家很愿意提的事情。
We are very concerned of a personal savior, personal salvation.
我们好像
I believe most of Chinese churches know these.
我们好像非常注意我们这个个人的救主，我们个人的救恩，所有中国的教会都在那里非常注意这件事。
But the kingdom of God is something Jesus wants us to realize.
但是实在神的国是耶稣要在我们心里面深深的完完全全了解的事情。
You know, Nicodemus came to see Jesus at night.
那尼哥底母在晚上来见耶稣。
The reason he came was very straightforward.
他来见他的原因呢很简单。
For the past few weeks, we've been talking about miracles and signs and wonders.
因为过去几个礼拜我们都在看到都在讲到耶稣基督在那里做的行的神迹。
Jesus performed many, many miracles in Jerusalem.
耶稣在耶路撒冷那个地方行了许许多多的神迹。
Nicodemus came to see him, seeing that this is a great man, this is a wonderful man.
尼哥底母呢所以晚上来看他因为他知道看到这样的神迹他知道这一个人是很了不起的人。
And he comes to the deduction,that this man has to be sent from God.
所以呢他在想他的结论就是说这个人一定是从神那里来的。
He said, I know, Rabbi, that you come from God.
他说夫子啊我实在知道你是从神那里来的。
As a teacher.
因为他自己是一个教师。
He said, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
因为他说你所行的神迹若没有神同在没有人能行。
Now, this is his conclusion.
这是一个他的结论。
That Jesus is a miracle worker.
耶稣呢是一个行神迹的人。
And he comes as a teacher.
那么他就作为一个教师他来到耶稣这里。
The proof is in his deed.
因为他这样子的他的行为就是他的证据。
And Nicodemus comes to this realization far superior than most of the people would have done.
那么尼哥底母有这样的这个结论呢，是比一般的人呢是想的更清楚了。
Some people, as we read in John chapter 2, that they seek miracles for the sake of miracle to get excited to see the wonderful things happen.
因为我们在第二章里头，我们看到有些人来追随耶稣，就是为了看这些神迹，就是觉得这样子可以很兴奋，就是来追寻这一个。
Without a further desire to know who Jesus is.
而没有一个更深的一个想要来真正认识这位行神迹的主是谁。
Now Nicodemus is far superior than most of the people.
所以尼哥底母在这一点就比别人进步了。
But Jesus was saying something quite astonishing to Nicodemus.
但是耶稣在这里给他的回答是那么样子的特别。
In fact, what he said was totally beyond Nicodemus' thinking.
因为事实上他给他的回答呢是尼哥底母绝对想不到的。
Jesus talked to Nicodemus about the kingdom.
耶稣在这里对尼哥底母所讲的重点是在于神的国。
Would you talk to people about kingdom?
你会不会向别人讲神的国呢
？When you preach gospel to other people, would you talk to people about kingdom?
你向别人传福音的时候，会不会讲到神的国这件事呢
？I believe we are somewhat revived and energized by Philip Tang's message that we want to serve and preach gospel.
我相信我们各位一定都因为藤牧师的特会，我们每个人心里面都有这个愿望，我们愿意来传福音，我们愿意来服事。
But could you tell the people who are newly believing?Or just about to receive Christ about the kingdom of God?
但是你有没有像那些有心向主那些想要得救的人那些人你有没有向他说神的国这件事呢
？You know, oh, the kingdom of God is too far away that we will not reach it.
我们就想，哎呀，神的国那是太远太远的事情，没有人能够够得着的。
Especially to the newly believed, they don't know what's going on.
尤其对那些刚刚得信主的人，他们哪里懂这些
？They can wait.
他们可以慢慢再晓得。
And we can wait.
我们也可以慢慢的再说。
That's why most of the Christians do not know the purpose of their salvation.
所以很多的基督徒，他们重生的时候，并不知道他们重生的目的在什么。
They were just given a ticket into the theater.
他们好像就是给，就是好像他们在门口进戏院之前，人家给了他张票。
Never realize what are they going to see.
他们根本拿了张票，不知道他们要看什么的。
They have no enthusiasm. They lack of.All the involvement.
他们也在那里也没毫无一点都没有什么也不知道该做什么。
And till the end of the movie, they just realize, oh, I've seen a movie.
等到这个电影都做完了，说哦原来这个就是要看这个电影的。
Is this the purpose of a Christian just to go through the motion and finally realize, hey, here we are, come to see Jesus?
是不是我们得重生这些基督徒就是这样子，糊里糊涂的这样子过了，然后后来说哦就是这样，我们就要见耶稣了。
No, I believe we need to be taught and we need to teach the purpose of salvation is for the kingdom.
我相信我们在这里我们要得到这样的教导，就是说我们的重生是为了要见神的国。
What is the kingdom?
那么神的国是什么？
Jesus and John the Baptist came to preach about kingdom.
约翰，施洗约翰来到世上，就是在那里传讲神的国。
Those of you who read the Bible realize that when they first come to minister, this is what they say.
你各位读圣经的也都知道，施洗约翰来到地上的时候，他所说的是什么
？They said, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand."
因为他说，施洗约翰说要悔改，因为神的国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为神的国近了。
Now, some would make a differentiation of.The kingdom of God and the king and the kingdom of heaven.
有些人呢就在在那里钻研呢、啊，说是神的国跟天国有什么不一样，有什么一样
？There are many schools, scholars, different scholars. Many schools talk about different theories.
也有很多不同的学者，他们所说的都不一样。
For the convenience, I would not comment on that. I would just say they're about the same to me.
那么我们要简单起见呢，我们就说差不多了。
And the thought of kingdom, the word kingdom, is.Somewhat true in the minds of Israelites.
这些这个神的国的这个观念呢，在当时以色列人的心里面呢，是相当清楚的。
They have a concept of kingdom.
他们的确，以色列人当时对于国度的这个观念是有的。
What is their kingdom? They realize that since the day of David, they were a kingdom.
因为他们都了解，自从大卫作王以来，他们是在国度中间。
They were in a kingdom, messianic kingdom in that sense.
他们是在弥赛亚的这个国度里面。
But somehow that kingdom was interrupted by the corruption of man and sin.
但是而那个国度的在那里因为人的罪人的败坏而在中间有拦阻。
So they didn't have a kingdom.
所以他们现在没有这个国度。
And they were made captive into other nations.
因为他们反而被掳到了别国去。
And they realize they need to repent to God because that kingdom was not ruling for God.
所以他们在神面前，他们要悔改，因为他们实在看到那一个国度没有在神的统领之下。
The concept of kingdom to the Israelites is an earthly kingdom.
所以在以色列人的脑海里面，这一个国度是一个地上的国度。
God is ruling to them through the ruler of a king.
神在这一个地上的国度上面掌权，借着那些地上的君王。
When the kings are obeying God, then God has dominion over His people.
当这个君王那里遵守神的命令的时候，整个国度的确是在神的这个统领之下。
When the king was getting away and rebelling against God, God had no control.
当君王
through the kingdom.
当君王在那里随着他自己的意志行，不听神的话的时候，于是这整个国家就这样子了。
This is the concept of Israelite kingdom.
这是一个以色列人心中的国度的印象。
And what they expect, what they want to, is to restore the kingdom.
而以色列人他们所想要做的呢，就是希望能够把这一个国度能恢复。
They would like to see that God fulfill His promise by sending a messianic.King.
所以他们就希望能够神能够按照他的预言，把一位弥赛亚君王送来。
That messianic king is representing God to rule the whole nation of Israel.
而那一个以赛亚这一位大君王呢，就是来代表神来统治这个以色列国度。
And I believe that Nicodemus is keenly interested when he hears the word kingdom.
所以我相信在尼哥底母的脑海里面，当他听到耶稣说到神的国度这个国的这个字的时候，他心里马上有一点感觉。
But Jesus set him in a wrong place, saying, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
可是他不能了解为什么耶稣基督会把这个神的国放了跟重生放在一起。
Kingdom, he understood. Born again, he didn't understand.
神的国他了解，重生是什么意思他不知道。
How could these two things be together?
你怎么可以把这两个事情放在一起呢？
And he has such a great respect to Jesus, believing what he says.
而他对耶稣又是那么样的尊敬，他也完全相信他所说的。
Being a teacher himself, Nicodemus must be a good student.
因为尼哥底母他自己是一个教法师，他自己必然是一个很好的这个圣经学生。
And he was wondering what he didn't understand.
所以他就在说，为什么我听不懂。
He asked again.
所以他就再问一次。
How can a man be born again?
他说你一个人怎么能再重生呢？
How can a man be born again?
他人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
Jesus told, "Can I go into mother's womb and be born again?"
而我能够再回到母腹中再生一次吗？
Jesus said, "You're totally wrong."
耶稣说，绝对不是这样。
Because the kingdom of God is something spiritually that's happening.
他说，而神的国是一个在圣灵的境界里面的事情。
You know, Nicodemus came to see Jesus when he saw miracles.
尼格迪姆来见耶稣的原因是因为他看见了神迹。
I said this is a far better than most of the people would care.
我想起我刚才也说过，他这一点是比其他的人进步的多。
You know, nowadays many people are talking about power evangelism.
有些人现在这个时候讲到这个能力的福音。They're
saying the evangelism is a kingdom to kingdom, power to power.
在那里好像说是传福音是一件能力对能力，权柄对权柄的一件事情。
True. Because these are the miracle and wonders, the signs that we see when the Holy Spirit move among us.
的确，正当耶稣，当那个圣灵在那里做工的时候，我们是看见有神迹奇事，我们是看见那神的圣灵的能力在那里彰显出来。
Jesus Himself said, "When you see the healing, when you see casting out of demon, when you see all the miracles, it is indeed the kingdom of God to you."
所以耶稣也这么说，当你看见赶鬼，看见医病，看见这些事情的时候，是表示神的国来到你们中间。
Today, we as a church, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
的确，我们今天在教会中间，我们也需要圣灵这样的能力。
Last Friday night, when we were in a Bible study, we had a long discussion on being filled by the Holy Spirit.
上个礼拜五，我们在教会的查经聚会的时候，我们有一个很长的这个讨论，讨论关于被圣灵充满的事。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit. I said definitely.
我们需要被圣灵充满，圣经是这样，我们这样说的。
But this is just coming to when Nicodemus came to see Jesus, the first step.
但是呢，这是第一步。当尼格底姆来到耶稣面前的时候，这是第一步。
For indeed, a lot of people have received the healing, but they were not born again.
的确，有些人他得到了圣灵的医治，但是他自己连重生都还没有。
It could happen.
是会发生的这样子。
Because the power of God, when it touches people, is in no respect to people.
因为当圣灵在那里要工作的时候呢，他临到人身上，不管你是不是已经重生。
Sometimes the receiver didn't even have faith, but the power had come to them, and they were called to see.
甚至有些人连根本连信心都不够，但是当神的能力临到的时候，就不管你是不是信，不管你有没有信心，都会成就。
I would agree with some of the theologians that the kingdom of God is in connection with the power and miracles.
的确，我相信有些神学家他们所说的，这神的国是跟圣灵的能力是有直接关系的。But
this is the only the outward appearances of a kingdom.
但这只是神国的外面的一些表现。Only
an outward experience of the kingdom of God.
只是一个神国的外面的一个表现。The
kingdom of God is much greater than that.
而神的国是比这些更大。
Because the kingdom of God has an inner quality or inner contents far beyond what we can see as miracles.
因为神国它真正其他的实质是比这些我们外面看见的神迹奇事是更要大。朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印。 邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听，更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。